This is St. Louis Public Radio. Talks on renegotiating the North American Free Trade Agreement resume this week in Montreal, and there is plenty at stake for Missouri. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce estimates roughly 250,000 jobs in the state could be at risk if the U.S. pulls out of the deal with two of its top trading partners. St. Louis Public Radio's Wayne Pratt speaks with Washington University Olin Business School senior lecturer John Horn about the impact of possible changes to Missouri's trade relationship with Canada and Mexico.
This is where Missouri exports, and this is also where St. Louis exports. So the state will have to replace those exports somewhere if NAFTA going away means that they can no longer export to Mexico and Canada.
How challenging would that be?
It's hard without thinking about, you know, modeling things out. I mean, if you think about what kinds of goods Missouri exports, it's things like packaged foods, transportation equipment. The automotive industry is affected by this, which everyone sort of points to as one of the big ones that will be, to the extent that we are producing and selling cars and parts in particular that are then being exported down to Mexico for assembly. It's going to be hard to replace that. You know, you could argue that, well, they'll just be produced somewhere else, and so we'll still make the same automotive equipment and parts and ship them somewhere else. The question there is, will the price of cars go up enough that people will stop buying cars, in which case we don't need to produce the parts anymore? The other real issue is most states are also going to be facing the same problem. It's not just Missouri. If it was Missouri and all the other 49 states were just saying, oh, well, nothing's changed in our economy, then yeah, you can find other places to sell those goods and services. But every other state is going to be faced with the same problem.
With that said, do you see any benefit to renegotiating the deal?
Economically, it's hard. As an economist, are there things that probably could be working better? Yeah, but most economists agree that free trade is good. Free trade helps grow the overall pie. What free trade does not necessarily do well is spread the benefits of that larger pie among the whole population. And that's, I think, you know, where I would say is most of the challenge has been with NAFTA and all the free trade agreements is that some people have gained and some people have lost, and the people that have lost are the ones that are sort of been pointed to as the ones that were voting for Donald Trump. And that is a perfectly valid and perfectly understandable response that they're the ones who haven't been gaining from trade. Overall, is the United States better off? Yeah. Are there some areas on the margin we could tweak it? Yeah. Is it better to get rid of the whole agreement? Probably not. I am someone who supports free trade. I'm not someone who is just free trade for free trade's sake. But I do think that if you got rid of NAFTA, it would have major repercussions for the United States economy because they are our largest trading partner, them and China. And so if you get rid of one of those, that's going to have a big effect.
And that's going to mean jobs. They could be in jeopardy if we pull out because those markets will have to be replaced, correct?
Yeah, just from the fact that the companies that are selling the goods and services now don't have those output markets, and so they can't keep their workers employed. The other thing is, according to the Department of Census, 4.4% of all Missouri employees work at companies that are owned by foreign companies. And will there be retaliation where those foreign companies decide to pull out? Will they decide that they don't want to be in the United States anymore? Will they double down and say, well, now that we can't trade, we have to be there? That's hard to say. My guess is they probably would be pulling out.
Many opposed to NAFTA point to plants that have gone to Mexico as a reason why the agreement needs to be reworked or thrown out. As an economist, is there evidence to back up that position?
There has been movement of plants down to Mexico from American manufacturers. What was happening before NAFTA was even signed was that a lot of those plants and assembly was moving to Canada. The original Auto Pact, which was signed with Canada, which led to the Canadian-U.S. Free Trade Agreement, which led to NAFTA, was all about auto manufacturing because the three major U.S. auto manufacturers in Detroit wanted to produce stuff in Windsor and right across the river in Ontario and wanted to be able to just move stuff back and forth. And so there's always been shifting and moving around of auto plants. If there was no NAFTA and if there was no opportunity to produce cars in Mexico, would those plants come back? Yeah. Would all those jobs come back? Probably not.
That's Washington University Olin Business School senior lecturer John Horn talking to St. Louis Public Radio's Wayne Pratt about the potential impact a reworked North American Free Trade Agreement could have on Missouri.